The new upgrades have taken the website from its colder, more data-driven appearance to make it feel more like you're really shopping. The catalog page looks a little bit like Netflix. It offers photos of book covers you can scroll in either direction or click on a list to bring up all the titles. Library spokeswoman Beth Graham said patrons can now even create a wish list for items the library doesn't yet own, triggering a purchase request. And if you need to, you can put a hold on your hold.
A lot of us have probably all had the experience of putting a book on hold and then you go on vacation and your hold comes in. If you're going on vacation, you have something on hold, you can freeze that hold.
Another new feature offers a way to track one's own reading or checkout history.
I'm always reading something that I really, really like, and then I can't remember either the name of the author or the name of the book, so that I could try to find something else by that author. If I keep a reading list, I can go back and look at it.
Other enhancements have made it easier to find digital libraries, interlibrary loan request, and the new materials section. Patrons with wireless devices can now print directly to library printers without having to log on to a library desktop. And finally, high-demand items are grouped into the Express Collections category to create faster turnover and shorter wait times. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.